Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, Text Number 15. The activities of Maharaj Agnidra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rupam Tapodana Tapash Sharatam Tapognam Hi Etat Tu Kena Tapasya Bhavota Palabdam Chartum Tapo Arashi Maya Saha Mitra Mayam Kim Va Prashidati Sha Bhai Bhavo Bhavano Me Rupam Tapodana Tapascharatam Tapogyam Eetatu kena tapasya bhavat palabdham. Chatum taporisi maya saha mitramayam. Kimba prasidati savai bhava bhavanome. Pam tapodana tapascharatam tapogyan Yetatu kena tapasya bhavato palabdham Chatum tapo arasi maya saha mitramayam Kimba prasitati savai bhava bhavaname Rupam tapodana tapascharatam tapognam Etatu kina tapascha bhavato palabdham Chatum taporisi maya saha mitramayam Kimba prasitati savai bhava bhavanome Rupam tapodana tapascharatam tapognyam Etatu kena tapasya bhavat palabdham. Chatum taporasi maya saha mitramayam. Kimvai prasitati savai bhava bhavano. Etatu kena tapasya bhavato palabdham. Chatum taporisi maya saha mitramayam. Kimvai prasitati savai bhava bhavano me. Rupam tapodana tapascharatam tapogyam Etatu sukina tapasa bhavato palabdham. Chatum tapori shimaya sahamicha mayam. Himbai prasadit visabai babo bhavano me. Rupam tapodana tapascharatam tapogyanam. Etatsukina tapasa bhavato palabdham. Chatum taporisimaya saha mitramaya. Vatashidati sabai bhava bhavano me. Any messages? Rupam tapodan tapas charam tapodan. Etatukina tapasa bhavato balam. Tatum tapori maya saha mitramayam. Kimai prasidati bhavano me. Rupam, beauty, tapadhana. O best of the sages performing austerity. Tapa charatam. Of persons engaged in executing austerities and penances. Tapaha ganam. Which dismantles the austerities. He, certainly. Etat. This. To. Indeed. Kena. By what? Tapasya. Austerity. Bhavata. By you. Upalabdham. Achieved. Chatum. To execute. Tapaha. Austerity. Arhasi. You ought. Maya saha. With me, mitra, my dear friend, mayam, unto me, kim, va, or maybe, prashidati, is pleased, saha, he, vaya, certainly, bhava bhavana, the creator of this universe, me, with me. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace of Vaisharananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O best among those performing austerities, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantles the austerities performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerities have you undergone to achieve this beauty, my dear friend? I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penances. For it may be that the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Please repeat. O best among those performing austerities, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantles the austerities performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerity have you undergone to achieve this beauty, my dear friend? I desire that you join me to perform austerities and penance. For it may be the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Purple. Agnitra appreciated the wonderful beauty of Purvachiti. Indeed, he was surprised to see such exceptional beauty, which must have been the result of past austerities and penances. He therefore asked this girl whether she had achieved such beauty just to break the penances and austerities of others. He thought that Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, might have been pleased with him and might therefore have sent her to become his wife. He requested Purvachiti to become his wife so that together they could perform austerities and penances in family life. In other words, a suitable wife helps her husband perform penances and austerities in household life if both of them are on the same elevated platform of spiritual understanding. Without spiritual understanding, husband and wife cannot be equally situated. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, is interested in good progeny, and therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worshipped in marriage ceremonies. In India, even today, wedding invitations are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Janan Janan Shalakya Chakshuran Melitan Jina Tasmaya Shri Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadha Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. When I'm studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm offering prayers to Guru Vyasadev, Lord Narayan, Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm praying your sweet words may enter into my ears and into my heart and become manifest. So maybe in these portions of Bhagavatam, that prayer, maybe that prayer shouldn't, maybe not be very appropriate to have all this manifested in my heart. Anyway, they all have a happy ending, these stories. Hare Krishna. So here we see Maharaj Agnidar. He's a very expert materialist. He's described as being very expert because he knows very well how to flatter a woman. So therefore all these sweet words are coming. Chanaka Pandit says, to woo a woman, you can say anything. Or in English we have a saying, all is fair in love and war. As long as you get your beloved one, or as long as you win the war, whatever it takes, that you can disregard all the rules and regulations. Even in the Mahabharata, sometimes they broke the rules of the rules, the etiquette in fighting and things like that. They sometimes break the rules there to win the war or win the battle. So This extremely beautiful girl named Purvachiti, she's captivated Maharaj Agnidar. And it's no wonder, because she's an apsara. Apsara is a species of life, one of the 400,000 species of humans. But they're specially created with beautiful features. They have beautiful voices, and dance, their dances. Prabhupada calls them angels. We have conception of angels. He said the apsaras are like angels. They're actually created for this purpose, for You get dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and different people in different positions representing these aspects. So calm, enjoyment, that is represented by the apsaras, the gandhavas, apsaras. They're really into singing, dancing, and it's so it's very attractive. They're created for this purpose, so they're very, very attractive, even in the material world. Bring on the dancing girls. Famous saying, bring on the dancing. Everybody likes to see the dancing girls. They're very attractive. So attractive words, attractive faces, attractive forms, all the descriptions we're getting of Apurva's beautiful forms, her sweet voice is completely captivating, Maharaj Agnidha. And then on top of that, she's dancing. There's movement everywhere of all these things. So he's becoming really captivated in the story. So even Krishna gets captivated by all these qualities of a woman. Even Krishna gets subdued. This is the part of the creations of Yogamaya, and the reflection in this material world is that we also become captivated by beautiful women. So especially the soft speech, Krishna says, of women I am fine speech. So it's very, very captivating, a woman's voice. So you know, what to speak of Agnidauri? What about the women? They have to live with that 24 hours a day. All these sweet words, and the sound vibration from a woman is very captivating. And then, but they're living with it 24 hours a day. So generally, that's why a woman's body is not considered so conducive for self-realization as a man's body, because she's living with all these wonderful qualities the whole day, 24 hours a day. Of course, in the spiritual world, a woman's body is better. We're aspiring for the woman's body in the spiritual world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given us our identity, Gopi Pariyo Kamala Dasa Das Das Anudas. We're aspiring to be servant of the servant, the servant of the master of the gopis. So in the material world, woman's body is not the best bargain. Man is better. But in the spiritual world, the woman is better. So ultimately, we're trying to we want a woman, a form of a woman. So therefore, the men generally are more fixed in self-realization than women because of all these captivating qualities that they have to live in. when something is talking about the beauty of the Agnidhar, he's really appreciating the wonderful beauty. He was surprised to see such exceptional beauty. So this beauty is, of course, the apsaras are created with this beauty. But when something is exceptionally beautiful, it gives off a presence. It's when someone is in the height of their career, they're very, very attractive. They may be some, you know, really famous, do something really famous. They're very, very attractive. If you're fortunate enough to meet them personally, there's just a natural attraction to these persons. But some devotee was telling me that he knew one famous film star. Well, we went to a party and she was there. Her name was Sophia Loren. She was a very famous American-Italian film actress. She was considered the world's most beautiful woman at that time, in the, I guess, the 50s or 60s. Sophia Loren. And he was at his party and she was there. And he said she was gorgeous. She was just, she just emanated from her. She was at the peak of her career. So it was her karma. And he said, I just couldn't take my eyes off. Well, you're not supposed to look at the women, he said, but she was just so attractive. Because she just had it, it was her karma and she was in the peak of her career and it just emanated from her then. So it's a fact, even I was seeing a lotus flower one time in Kuruketra. And it was just in full bloom. And I looked at it and it just gave off a presence, the beauty, and I kind of gasped almost. I felt something just by seeing an ordinary flower, but because it was so beautiful, and Prabhupada says the lotus flower is the most beautiful thing in the material world, it gave off a presence. It was in the height of its beauty, it gave off a presence. So these are all Krishna's qualities. Krishna is the most beautiful. He has six opulences. So when we see these opulences displayed in this material world, that represents Krishna. The fact is they are attractive. The woman was completely attractive. The lotus flower was attractive. And that was Krishna's potency. You could feel it. Just like Prabhupada was... He was on that airplane flight and they showed the Charlie Chaplin movie. Charlie Chaplin's a comedian. And Prabhupada was watching it because there was nothing else to do and it was on the screen in the front. And his servant was trying not to watch it because it was Maya, so he was looking. But Prabhupada was looking at the film and he was watching Charlie Chaplin doing his antics. And then his servant was kind of looking at Prabhupada, watching Prabhupada, was laughing and laughing and laughing, you know, so it just seems like a materialistic, mundane thing. But Prabhupada was actually seeing that humor. That is one of Krishna's qualities. That's what Prabhupada was laughing at. He could appreciate the humor as being Krishna's qualities. So for him, it wasn't Maya. For his secretary, you know, it's all Maya. I can look at it. But Prabhupada was appreciating one of the opulences of Krishna. So in the material world, woman's body is not so good bargain, but the spiritual world, the best. So we'll all try to achieve a woman's body. Then we can serve Srimati Radharani for Krishna's greatest pleasure. So Krishna, of all the devotees, Krishna likes the lady devotees best. That's his highest happiness. So we want to, as devotees of Krishna, we want to bring Krishna his greatest happiness. He gets his greatest happiness from the gopis. So therefore we want to become servant of the gopis to bring Krishna's greatest happiness. So it's a good deal. Here in the, we're chanting this Jagannath Ashtakam. Rasa nando radha sarasa vapura lingana shuko Jagannath swami nayana patagami bhavatu me. This line means he becomes joyful. Lord Jagannath becomes joyful in embracing the body of Srimati Radharani, which is like a cool pond. May that Lord Jagannath be the object of my vision. Jagannath Swami ki jai. So, yeah, I'll read the translation. Sometimes in great happiness, Lord Jagannath with his flute makes a loud concert in the groves of the banks of the Jamuna. He is like a bumblebee who tastes the beautiful lotus-like faces of the cowherd damsels of Braja. And his lotus feet are worshipped by great personalities such as Lakshmi, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, and Ganesh. May that Lord Jagannath be the object of my vision. In his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute on his head. So this is when he's going to Gondicha, he's describing Jagannath, because he has a peacock feathers. He's going to the bank of the Jamuna, plays his flute. So this is when Jagannath is in Gondicha, which is Vrindavan. So in his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute. On his head, he wears the feathers of a peacock. On his hips, he wears a fine yellow silken cloth. And out of the corners of his eyes, he bestows his sidelong glancing upon his devotees. So this corner, the corner of the eye is some reddish there. And that is the corona. Krishna glances at these devotees, that loving affection is from the red, from the corner of the eye where it's red. That's where the love and affection is. It comes from there. So he's glancing. So here in the form of Lord Jagannath, he has a huge, he has red all around his eyes, so much red. Krishna is a little bit in the corner, but Jagannath, he has thick, thick line, red all around, and then big, more in the corners. So Jagannath, his glance is full and full of compassion, so much compassion. Doya in people. He always revels himself in his pastimes of his divine abode in Vrindavan. Residing on the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace situated on the crest of the brilliant golden Nilachala hill, along with his powerful brother Balabhadra in the middle of them, his sister Subhadra, Jagannath bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls. May that Lord Jagannath be the object of my vision. So residing on the shore of the ocean, when you go to Puri, you can give your Ashtanda Dandabhat to the ocean. And you've got nice soft sand there also. Because that's where, especially the part of Swagadara area near Haridas Thakur Samadhi, that is where Mahaprabhu, they used to take bath there. The Gaudis generally would live in that district there, Tota Gopinath, and that area, the Gaudis would congregate there, Sri Pramada. And so they would come go and see Jagannath in the morning, and they would come down to Tota Gopinath, Gadadhara Pandit's deity, and then we go to the ocean, take bath and everything. So that portion, the Gaudiya, still, we like to go to that place. So there, you can pay your Ashtanda Dandabhat Pranam to the ocean. Mahaprabhu was bathing there, and pastime Haridas was bathed in the ocean when before he's putting Samadhi right there on the beach. Lord Jagannath is an ocean of mercy and is beautiful like a row of blackish rain clouds. He is a storehouse of bliss for Lakshmi and Saraswati. His face is like a spotless full-blown lotus. Yes. He is worshipped. He's full-blown lotus. He gives off a presence. Something about Jagannath's beautiful face. When I go to Puri, I think, you know, I really want to find out how they make that, how they dress Jagannath. He's so big, but somehow or another they dress him and they put the cloth around. You've seen the many pictures. The picture here. But anyway, they have lots of cloths and they fix it up, and it looks really good the way they put all the turban on the. So I'm always thinking, I'm going to go there, really have a look, study that turban, see how they make it. Then we can offer it to Jagannath here. Every time I go, and I've got that idea, when I see Jagannath standing with big eyes, looking, I forget everything. I always forget how I was supposed to study it and see how it works. Just, I can't take my eyes off him. He's got such big, beautiful eyes, I always forget how to do that. The Mahaprabhu was. Advaita came to the Siddha Bokal. Advaita Prabhu came. So Mahaprabhu said, "So Advaita, so you tell me what you did today. Same as usual, took my bath, did my oblations, I went to see Lord Jagannath, and then I came to see you. Yeah, here with Haridas." No, you give me more detail. "Well, I did my morning oblations, and then I went for darshan of Jagannath, then I succumbed to Maitri Jagannath 5 or 7 times, and then I came to talk to Gopinath and see you, Haridas." Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, you're defeated. I defeated you. You're defeated, Advaita." Advaita said, "That may be so. You probably did. But please tell me why, how you defeated me." He said, "Because when you took darshan of Lord Jagannath, after that you circumambulated 5 or 7 times on your right side." He said, "When I saw Lord Jagannath, I didn't see left, I didn't see right, I didn't see up, I only saw Lord Jagannath's beautiful eyes, beautiful face. I didn't circumambulate." Advaita Acharya said, "Yes, you have defeated me. I am defeated. Jagannath Swami ki." "Yes, his face like a spotless full-blown lotus. He is worshipped by the best of the demigods and sages, and his glories are sung by the Upanishads. May that Lord Jagannath be the object of my vision." When Lord Jagannath rides on his Rath Yatra cart and is moving along the road at every step, there is a loud presentation of prayers and songs chanted by large assemblies of Brahmanas. Hearing their hymns, Lord Jagannath is very favorably disposed towards them. He is an ocean of mercy and the true friend of all the worlds. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. When the Rath, it says in the scripture that when the Rath is moving, it should move slowly. It should move slowly with sounds. And you shouldn't pull fast. You shouldn't pull out of excitement. Want to pull fast, or you shouldn't try to run with the rope, or you shouldn't try to show your strength by pulling. This should be, you should remember that Lord Jagannath and all the demigods are also ascend on that rath. So you should pull very, very carefully and slowly. And it says the wheel should move slowly to the sounds of songs of universal love. That means the chanting of the holy name should be going on, pulling. He is the ornament and the head of Lord Brahma. His eyes are like the full blown petals of a lotus. Let me see it 2 times. His eyes are like the petals of a full blown lotus. He resides in Nilachala Hill, and his lotus feet are placed on the heads of Ananda Deva. Lord Jagannath is overwhelmed by the mellows of love, and he becomes joyful in embracing the body of Srimati Radharani, which is like a cool pond. May that Lord Jagannath be the object of my vision. I do not pray for a kingdom, nor for gold, rupees, or wealth. I do not ask for an excellent and beautiful wife, as desired by all men. I simply pray that Lord Jagannath Swami, whose glories are always sung by Lord Shiva, be the constant object of my vision. O Lord of the demigods, please quickly remove this useless material existence I am undergoing. O Lord of the Jadus, please destroy this vast ocean of sins which has no shore. Alas, this is certain, that Lord Jagannath's lotus feet are bestowed upon those who feel themselves fallen and have no shelter in this world but him. May that Lord Jagannath be the object of my vision. Jagannath Swami ki. So Lord Jagannath is very, very merciful. When Prabhupada first got the small Jagannath from Malati that she found in the import store, Prabhupada immediately saw that. She showed him, "What is this, Swamiji?" Immediately touched this. Jagannath, he has come. So Prabhupada said, "Let's take it that Lord, this is the first form of Jagannath that's come to the ISKCON at that time in America." So he said, "This Krishna wants to come here. So then he instructed Shyamashunda to make big deities on the models of the small deities. And then they had the first Ratnayatra. Then it just expanded like anything. So it's Jagannath so merciful. He's the first, he's coming to the western shores even. He's pleased when, he says he's pleased when all the brahmanas chant their different mantras. But here Jagannath goes. Here he's seeing all the malechas and yavanas. They're all chanting mantras also. So also they become like more than brahmanas. They take them to the chanting the holy names in front of Lord Jagannath. last prayer, please cut off all of my useless material existence of Lord Jagannath. I offered that prayer to Jagannath one time. I was, I didn't know this. Maybe I seen read it before, but I wasn't remembering it at the time. But we were allowed to go and embrace Jagannath during Ratnayatra when they stopped at Gundicha. And about 2 or 3 years ago, Radhanath Maharaj and Indradyumna Maharaj was there, Bhakti Chuma Maharaj. So their pandit said that you can come on the cart, you can touch Jagannath, but you come very early in the morning. There's not so many people around. So we were there early in the morning. Still, there's a lot of people there. Then after some time, they were calling. They said, don't come at one time, you come a couple at a time so the police don't get upset or anything. So then the Maharajis went and they were going to embracing Jagannath. And then it's calling me, come up and embrace Jagannath. And I really didn't want to go. I had a spitting headache. We was doing Sankirtan the day before that, Ratnayatra. It was really wild. We were in hours and hours. We were in the sun and my head was splitting open. It was really, really bad. And I thought, it's going to be a real hassle for me to go up there. And what's the point of going up there? I'm going to say, well, I embrace Jagannath. I embrace Jagannath. So just for that, I thought it was not really worth it. I've just been coming from Rajpur, yeah, our Jagannath temple here. I just spent 12 days there, that far away from Jagannath, continuously, when we're painting, doing the Angaraga of Lord Jagannath. So if I go and say I've embraced Lord Jagannath, I've been with Jagannath anyway, embracing him, thank you, for the last 10, 12 days. And, I really don't want to go because I've got such a bad headache. Anyway, they say, come on, you can take it. You should touch Jagannath, you should embrace him. And so then, okay, it's a hassle, but they pulled me up because there was no steps. The pandas were, and then they took it to Jagannath and then they forcibly. People get that experience. That's just so the Dulal just had that experience. They forcibly pushed him and he took the shape of Lord, his body took the shape of Lord Jagannath. He was forcibly squashed him. So they forcibly threw me down at the feet and push ahead of him. but then it was, and then I just said this prayer. I must have known it from before, but I just said, oh, Jagannath, please end this useless material existence I'm going. And I became, it was so ecstatic. It was really, hairs were standing in, I was crying and everything. It was so. And then Subhadra, they threw me on Subhadra's feet. Yeah, it was exciting. I said, Subhadra, you saved my life. You saved my life. And then Balaram was also. So Jagannath is very, very merciful. Because I had an experience. I joined actually in Jagannath Puri. I met the devotees there in 1971. I'd seen the devotees a few times in England, but I'd never spoken to them. This is the first time I spoke. There were a few devotees there. They were doing Harinam in the street, Banu Swami. I don't know who else is around now. Anyway, Banu Swami, Jai Pataka Maharaj was there, he just left, I heard. But there's a few devotees, Pancha, Travida, Now his Swami is there. Anyway, I saw him chanting and dancing in the street. And so I asked him, why are you chanting Krishna's name? Why you don't chant the Trinity? You got Brahma Mahesh, Vishnu Mahesh, Lord Brahma Shiva, Vishnu. This is the topmost, it's Trinity, the topmost thing in Hinduism. This is the pinnacle. Oh, why you are not chanting the Brahma Mahesh Vishnu? And the devotee, he was Australian. He was a brahmachari, but he'd only been initiated this year or something like that. I think his name is Biharilal. And he said, we chant Krishna's names because Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I was kind of stumped. I said, nobody ever told me that before. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I've been meeting so many sadhus and everything. I've been wandering, been in India for about a year, wandering around, meeting so many sadhus. I said, nobody ever told me God was a person before. It was because 99% Mayavadi in Indian world. So I couldn't have nothing to say. Usually I got so many answers, I come back, I'll challenge so many questions I had. But I couldn't say anything. I completely stumped. Nobody ever told me that God is a person. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. New Bhakta from Malecha Des. Prabhupada said, they're all Malechas here, Australia. You're all Malechas. He installed the deity of the Gopinath. I have left you in the hand of the Malechas. Please look after, please take care that, please take care of Krishna that he may not be insulted. I have left him in the hands of the Malechas. The Malecha. Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Shrine. I've been in Hrishikesh listening to, what was it, Shivananda, big yogi there, famous at that time, Shiva, divine light. Shivananda, he was one of the most famous, and they were giving lectures on the bank of the Ganga. Very nice, powerful. I couldn't understand much. He didn't tell me that Krishna was the Supreme Person of Godhead. Nobody told me. I meet the Malecha, who happened to meet a pure devotee, Prabhupada. And in one sentence he tells me, Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. This is the value of an association of a devotee. So he was fortunate, he met Prabhupada in Australia. But he was a brand new devotee, but he could tell me, these sannyasis, they're born in Brahmin families, their topmost position, sannyas order of life, qualified, expert, good speakers. I didn't know. The Malecha who met the pure devotee, he knew. So then they started to preach to me. They took me to their, where they were staying, one ashram, the life member's house. And then they showed me Prabhupada's Gita. Because I had many questions, because I had my own Gita, I had a couple of Gitas, but not Prabhupada's. So I wasn't getting very much understanding from it. But then they showed me Prabhupada's Gita, and all the questions, the unanswered questions, this was it. When you put person there, everything makes sense. Otherwise, you're after some unknowable, imperceptible, beyond the range of sense perception, the endless, empty void. No rasa there. But immediately you understand that God is the person. Krishna is the Supreme Person of God. It's so beautiful also. So then everything makes sense. All your questions make sense. The whole purpose of life makes sense. The whole purpose of creation makes sense. Everything makes sense when you put a person there. When there's not a person, it's all nonsense. There's no meaning to anything. There's a duality. material world, in the spiritual world, there's no duality. It means there's nothing's happening there. But the moment you put the personality there, all of your questions, my questions become perfectly answered. I was so happy. I said, this is what I'm looking for, Krishna is, at last. So I took it as Lord Jagannath's mercy. There was two ways. One was, I just coming to Puri. I was walking in. I just left Pankajanri. He was a Bhubaneswar. He got off the train. He went to Banaras. I said, I'll see you later. I had a pamphlet. It said there's some festival. It was, I didn't know it was Rathyatra. It said there's a festival. I said, let's go and have a look out of curiosity. He said, I'm not going to go. I went last year. Okay, I'll see you in Banaras. So I got off the train and I... And the policeman behind me said, where's your ticket? I said, it's in my pocket. He said, let's have a look. I said, I'm not going to show you. In those days, you go on a third class train in India, it's called God's train. I mean, all the sadhus get on there and nobody bothers if you've got a ticket or not. He said, it's in my pocket. He said, let's have a look. I said, no, not Krishna. So then I left. I went down towards the ticket to the main gate, but he was right behind me. It's funny, he didn't believe me. And I thought, oh, I'm walking faster, and he's walking faster, and he's right behind me. I'm not going to get out of this one. And then there's a ticket inspector in front of me. What am I going to do? And then all of a sudden there was a door just on the right, and I opened the door and went in. It was a restaurant. People were sitting down in, and I went through the restaurant. There was a door on the other side, and I went, and it's on the street, running down the road. And I looked, oh, no, there was no one was there. And I went, oh, that was great. All my anxiety left. They would have given me so much harassment taking me to the police station. Because I didn't have any money anyway. After that anxiety was completely gone, and wow, where am I? This beautiful place. I was walking through the little lanes there, and the little pukkos everywhere, and banana trees. It's like a heaven, a paradise. It's so beautiful here. This is place. I didn't know anything about it. It was the Dham, transcendental Dham. And then I took some chapati and sabji. Wow, I haven't tasted anything like this before. It's like, worry, everything is prasadam. Like, oh, maybe all that rice I've been eating in South India, now I'm getting a taste of some roti. Roti and sabji. It was like nectar. And I thought, wow, I've never tasted anything. The whole atmosphere there was so fantastic. And so I was walking, it was blissful. The ocean was there, fantastic. And I went into the temple, Jagannath temple. Walking in ecstasy, and all of a sudden, boom! The policeman came running out and he pushed me like that. I jumped back about 10 foot. I was really surprised. He said, you can't come in here, you can't come in here. White skin, you can't come in. I was really angry. You know, I was really, those days we were into love and peace and everything like that. And I'm on the love and peace thing. This cop comes up, and for no reason at all, I don't know why, I can go in so many temples. Bangs me out the way. Oh, it's angry. You think that God's only in the brown skin and some painted face? He doesn't live in the heart of everyone? I was really angry with him. And but he wouldn't give up. So I had to leave quite quickly. I said, okay, I'll get in the other gate. I went around the back side. There's four gates there. I went in the other gate. Oh, immediately they come running out when they saw me, right? I ran away and I went in the other gate. All four gates, same thing happened. I'm not going to get inside here. But anyway, Jagannath came out because it was Rathyatra. So I could see Lord Jagannath. So we pull in the carts and things like that. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Everybody's laughing at me. I said, what? They said, this is Balaram. Why are you chanting Jai Jagannath? I said, I don't know. I was just chanting, everyone was chanting Jai Jagannath in the other car. No, this is his brother. His brother, oh, okay. So when they got to Gundicha, and they stayed the night outside there. It was like a mela. There's all different groups and old sadhus and bowls and owls and doing little kirtan groups. It was really, really nice. Whole night, everyone was camped out there and Jagannath and Balams. And I was just gazing at the form of Subhadra. It's one of those times when it becomes timeless, you know. You lose all conception of time. And I was just absorbed. All I saw was this beautiful smile of Subhadra. And it was like the whole universe was smiling. And I was just completely absorbed. And then I became very self-conscious. Like, well, I've probably been standing here for about 2 hours and everybody's looking at me. You know, he must be a bit crazy or something. It was probably 1 or 2 seconds or minutes. It felt like a long time. But anyway, afterwards I figured out it was the blessing of Subhadra. Prabhupada said, first you should get the blessings of Subhadra, then Balaram, then you can get Jagannath's blessing. So anyway, my spiritual life really took off at that time. I'm crediting it to Subhadra Devi. That's why I was praying when I was holding her feet. You saved my life, you saved my life. 3 days after that, I was in an ISKCON temple and I never left. in Calcutta. So I realized I got the blessings of Subhadra. And also from Lord Jagannath, because they had Dinabandhu Jagannath, a main gate, the white skin, you can't go inside, but you look through the gate, on that side, you can see some forms of Jagannath and Balaram. That's for people who can't come in the temple. Jagatbandhu, they're very merciful. You can get darshan there. But that's where the copper pushed me. He would beat me up. So Jagannath was watching. I think he's having a good laugh. Because in Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan, it's a sadhu, if you've got to go and retire there and live there, if you're a new person, then the kids sometimes they throw stones at you. They throw stones and rocks on the sadhus. But the Rajabhasis say, no, that's a good thing. If that happens, they throw rocks on you and things like that, that's a good sign. It means you're being accepted. They're accepting you. You'll be able to stay in Braja. So I took it. Afterwards, I figured out, yeah, that was a good sign that Jagannath sent that cop to beat me up. Maybe he wants to accept some savor. Anyway, yeah, so what happened then? I met the devotees, and as I said, 2 days later I was in the temple. I took it as when I was reflecting, I took it as I took a lesson from it. Like we were in Madurai, we were coming from South India with myself and Pankajanga. We went to Madurai, beautiful temple there, Manakshi temple, beautiful. Everything to Vastu is very ancient, very old, has a really old feeling. Manasi Devi, huh? Manasi Devi? Manakshi Devi, yeah. Very famous temple. And I was sitting in there and I was seeing all the pilgrims coming in, all the Hindus, turning around and doing all these different weird things. And I thought, it just seems like a mythology, Hinduism. Maybe I wasted a year in India. I had a good time, I thought, but maybe I'm not going to find the answer in Hinduism. I think I won't get the answer here. Because they were going doing this to one deity, they're going to the next deity, doing the same thing. I thought, it's all ritual. I'm not going to find my answer. I think the answer is, you know, it's beyond the ritual and everything like that. But I was thinking that the answer must be in the silence of Zen, not in all the rituals. So I thought I'd go to Japan and I'll just get into some Zen monastery or something like that. And then meditate on whatever you meditate. There's nothing to meditate on, is there, in the Buddhist philosophy? But that was my plan. I was frustrated, not going to find the answer in Hinduism. Just before that, in Rameshwaram, I was talking to one sadhu, and he said, no, he said, Rama Vishnu Mahesh, beyond that, you have no more question. You cannot question up beyond that. And I was angry. I thought, there must be someone who can tell you. You don't come to a point where knowledge stops and you can't get... There must be someone who can tell you. I was getting frustrated and angry. So that was just a few days before we arrived in Puri. And then I met the devotees. So I took this lesson, like Krishna was saying, okay, you come into search for me. You're on the search for God. In the 1960s especially, there was a big search for God due to the presence of Prabhupada on the planet. And then America, he pushed the whole consciousness up. Everybody started becoming God conscious. There was different Christian groups coming up, different Muslim groups, young people that were getting into it, all different spiritual groups. Because of the presence of Prabhupada, he just spiritualized the whole atmosphere, especially in America. And, what was I saying? Yeah, so I took it like so this the whole search for God thing was here. There were thousands and thousands of young people on the road hitchhiking across. He read The Journey Home, Radhanath Swami. He was one of the seekers, the searchers. I was 2 months behind him. Different place, same places we were going. It was like a route. It's called the head route. And from place to place, place to place. You see, you could get from Turkey, which is the beginning of Asia, out of Europe, like from Istanbul to India, you could get it for $13. Cheap price. You could get across all the way to India for $13. You've got to get off here and there and cross borders. And you take the trains and buses are really cheap. You get a train, you walk across the borders and get some bit of hitchhiking. But there were thousands of people on the road, literally. Thousands and thousands of people. Known as hippies and things like that. But they're all on some kind of search for something due to the presence of Prabhupada. So anyway, the lesson I got was, you're searching for God. You come to search, Krishna was saying, you come to search for me. So you try hard. You find me? Okay. Then I gave up. I give up my search. I go to Japan. Okay, then when I gave up, okay, Krishna said, here, now you meet my devotee. You think you can find God? Okay, have a good try. I'll tell you how to find him. When you give up your attempt, you think you can find God? I'll tell you how to. You have to meet my devotee. Then you can understand. So that's the lesson I got. And because I had given up. I thought I'd given up my search in India. Good time I had. But I'm not going to find the answer. 2 days later, Jagannath says, okay. Now you've given up your search. May I tell you how you can find? You meet my devotee, then you will understand. Then by the grace of the devotee, everything was revealed. And then I read in purple, Prabhupada's purple. He said, when one becomes frustrated with different philosophies, void philosophies, becomes frustrated about. Or you become frustrated about retaining a form after liberation because our experience is form is miserable. We have a body, we grow old, we get disease, we die. It's miserable. So the idea of a spiritual form is difficult to comprehend for people, for transcendentalists, for spiritualists, because they've had a bad experience with form. So therefore, it's easier to have a form as God. that's okay. They can handle that. So out of frustration, Prabhupada said, then they take to some impersonal philosophy like Buddhism or Dvaitism or Nirvishesha Shunyavad. They would take to this kind of philosophy. So it was exactly my my feeling at that time. I was frustrated when I read that purport. Now Prabhupada just speaks to you sometimes in his purports exactly for you, you know. When they get frustrated, they take to some kind of voidist philosophy. Exactly where I was at. Jagannath saved me just before I got into the Zen. So Jagannath was so merciful to me, also instrumental in bringing me to Krishna consciousness. Jagannath Swami ki jay, Jagannath Raja Chamahut Sabha ki jay, Nitai go premanandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you.